Undeniable Johnny Goldsmith, JU Wrestle Talk, and TWG1991 require your undivided attention for however long this takes.
Welcome to Snapbacks and Beards.
Your discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is your favorite time of the week. It is the best time of the week. It is when three blokes with beards and snapbacks talk about wrestling. And today is a special episode. It is episode 90. I am your host, That Wrestling Guy, TWG 1991. Joined, as always, by J.E. WrestleTalk. Jay, how are we doing?
I'm all good. I won't give too much away, but it's not often JG gets outbearded, is it?
This is very, very true. This is a time where I wish we'd put stuff back onto YouTube.
Yeah.
And JG6 Wrestling, Jay, Johnny, how are we doing?
I'm all right, Stu, yes. Good to see you.
Lovely. And yourself. And like I say, we aren't alone. There is a fourth beard in the room. Oscar Hyde, WAW superstar. I'm not doing that in a Tony Chimmel voice. It's not going to happen. He's joining us. Oscar, thanks so much for giving us 40 minutes of your time this evening. How are you doing?
I'm all good. I feel like I qualify for this. The beard, man. I've got the orangutan beard. I don't have a snapback. I've got a little ghost face so I can put on my head.
Is that ghost face from HMV?
It is.
I want HMV that.
Goes, it's the first I've just picked up. That'll be my snapback.
Love that. So just right off the bat, obviously I'd say you're WAW talent. Why professional wrestling? Why did you decide I really fancy that? What was the thought?
Ooh. Do you want the entire story?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. So we'll go back to childhood days. So mini Oscar back in the day, I didn't really have much direction as a kid. I didn't like a lot of things, but I really liked powerlifting on the television. So I used to watch powerlifting, and I used to love movies. So I used to watch a lot of those. And my favorite actor was Arnold Schwarzenegger. So when I heard that Arnie Schwani was doing a Strongman Classic 2002, I check it out. And then who wins that? It's the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. I'm like, who's this guy? He's lifted the unliftable dumbbell. He seems pretty cool. I look him up on our weird dial-up internet. And then, yeah, my brother was a big fan of, like, Stone Cold, but I didn't really know who they were. It's kind of like, I don't know football, but you can look at David Beckham, like, oh, that's David Beckham, but you don't really know anyone else. But, yeah, so I knew of it. And then I looked into the WWF, got some of the old games. This was around 2006 time. SmackDown vs. Raw 2006 was the game that I educated myself on wrestling with. And ever since then, I've just been a massive fan. It's like what I'll say. I was like, I don't call myself a wrestling mark. I'm just a mark who wrestles. So yeah, when I heard Norwich had the training school, I ummed and ahed for ages. Like, I found that training school probably around 2012. Okay. But I've got big confidence thing. So I was like, well, I won't be any good. I'm 7 stone soaking wet. There's no point. And then eventually I woke up one day. I was like, oh no, we'll give it a go. And about 5 years now, about 5 years. Yeah.
Right.
And then just got involved with them and done some pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, yeah. So cool how it just one part of life just goes straight into it.
Oh, 100%.
And how far apart is the Oscar Hyde character to the character that is at home and everything? How close to the bone is it?
I'm going to say about 60-40. Oscar's tiring. So he exhausts me all the time. So before I did any sort of wrestling or whatnot, I did a lot of acting, a lot of amateur theater around the area. I love musical theater, I love to sing, and love all that. And when I got into WAW, I spoke to Zach and I said, I've got this idea for a character, what do you think? He gave us some ideas how to run with it. So he kind of is, it is me. He's definitely more me now. Like, as a heel, he was more of a mixture of many people. Like, obviously, you had all the any musical theater villain you can think of. There was a lot of that. He was a lot of my old drama teacher, who was very proud of. His name was Brian. Like, very proud Brian is how he used to be. So, like, you'd be very, like, very chest forward, very William Regal. But then obviously all the stuff that I've done on WAW with Kobe and whatnot, he's moved to more me now. So I'll do stupid stuff because it makes me laugh and it's because of stuff that I like. But mainly it is musicals. I love musicals. I love acting. I love movies. He does a lot of movie references. Every single move is like, I love to wrestle, the technical side of wrestling, but all my signature moves are just from wrestlers I like, to be honest. And it's about 64 week. Cause when I am Oscar, he's very up. He's up here. Dale is not. He's here. he's very chill. He's quiet. So after that character is done, after the night is over and the match is finished, it takes a long time to sort of just take a second. He needs to turn off a bit.
Yeah, makes sense. Now, I know, Jay, you mentioned earlier you had a specific question, and I think that leads quite nicely to what was just said.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it, because my fiance, she's a huge fan, but I noticed in your bio it says The Wizard of Odd and Emerald City Saints. So is that all, like, for people that aren't aware, part of the character as well?
Oscar Hyde is from the Emerald City. He lives there. You would have seen his movie recently, Wicked. It's a biopic on his hometown. It's amazing. He's all grand and green. He loves it. You know, he'll ride in on a colourful horse. Wizard of Oz is his base. His base is Wizard of Oz. I grew up loving the movie. My nana used to show me the movie. She was the one who got me into musical theatre. So we'd sit and we watch Wizard of Oz. And I thought, where's the most bizarre place that Oscar Hyde could be from? Because you get your bottomless pit, your parts unknown and all that. And I was like, I don't want him to just be from Norwich. I want him to be from Ipswich or forever, wherever I was from. So I was just watching The Wizard of Oz. I was like, yes, this is the one. I'm still thinking of a way that I can put, obviously Oscar's very green anyway, but I want to do a Dorothy blue plaid at some point. I don't know when. I want to have a little toto in my basket.
But, and can Oscar read the Grimoire though? That's a big question.
Right. So this is lore, okay? Oscar is as powerful as the wizard. Okay. If you know Wicked, you know what extent that is.
Yeah.
But Oscar can read the Grimoire as good as the wizard can.
Right, okay.
He's a talker, he's a character, he's a showman, he comes from, like, the wizard came from a circus. So they are very alike. But Oscar's more, he was born and bred Emerald Sea.
I love it. I love that. That's fantastic.
I was going to say, I don't know if you had anything there, Johnny, but I was just going to say again, as we'll go off on many, many different tangents, there's all sorts, because wrestling fans do, and it's great. Something to start that, your Mount Rushmore. Let's have it.
The Mount Rushmore, right. Would you like my actual Mount Rushmore or... a respectable Mount Rushmore.
That's a great call, because we always have this discussion between each other, don't we? Say, right, do you want mine, or do you want what we think the actual Mount Rushmore should be? Can you give us both? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, let's think. I'll do my serious one to start with. Straight off the bat, you got Shawn Michaels on it. Shawn Michaels is, in my opinion, the greatest wrestler of all time. There's no going wrong. Kurt Angle. We'll sit on that Mount Rushmore.
Thank you.
He is I've never seen a bad Kurt Angle match. I remember when I used to watch his I went to his TNA retirement tour. That was incredible. That was in London. Right. So I've got those two. I'm gonna put him on here because he was my era. John Cena. The man can talk. The man carried that company for a very, very dark time. And he's the man. And then I think, to be honest, I'm omitting a lot of people, but there's just one name, because I am a man. I love the character stuff. I'm putting on Undertaker.
Yeah.
You know, on paper, he shouldn't work. I don't know what Mark Calloway's done, but he's fooled a lot of people to thinking that's a good kit. That's a good gimmick.
That's a respectable thought. That's not too dissimilar from what I think the actual Mount Rushmore is.
Yeah, I think we had conversations as a three that sort of is give or take there or thereabouts with names, isn't it? But what's the other side? What's the
right? So my other one, and this is where it gets weird, because growing up, this is completely opposite to how I wrestle and to what I do, but I grew up liking the big wrestlers. So you'll have the big boys on there. So number one, I'm on a Rushmore. It's the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. He got me into it. I followed him to the point where I thought he was going to get released, and then he goes and wins the world title. Hall of Pain is amazing. In the same vein, Big Show. Big Show is incredible. Like the fact that he could go up until, obviously now he's a bit rocky, but like he was just the main event guy. He never really won, but you can't go on the Big Show. Right. That's, I'm trying to think diplomatically of these last two.
Why is there a giant red flag in my, or a giant alarm in my head going that Oscar really likes the big men and he's going to mention the great Khali on his...
That was going through my head.
Why is that alarm going off?
Oh, come on, has to be giant Khali. Khali. Come on.
Khali, unfortunately, is not on there. But
it's Omos, isn't
you know,
it?
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to give it a big man because I'll do my four big men because that kind of where I lie. I'll then put Umaga on there. Umaga. It's weird because Umaga was barely in the company, if you think about it. Obviously, he had 3-minute warning and all that. But as Umaga, it spanned, what, 2006 to maybe about 2010? But the impact on that was...
He's our resident historian.
It was about 2009, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
What was it, like 3 years?
Something like that.
And like the impact he had in that time, yeah.
Okay, I've got two. I want to give you my other big man, and I'll just give you an honorable mention. The last big man, Rikishi.
Yeah.
Rikishi is the man, like, again, another Samoan, but he's kind of falls in the Undertaker gimmick. It's like, he had one of my favorite matches on a random SmackDown. I don't know if you guys remember this. The historian might remember this. they were doing like a random open challenge with Triple H. And Triple H is standing there with the WWE title. And Rikishi gets picked out, and he just has his absolute belter with Triple H on a random SmackDown.
See, it was, part of me feels like I can remember that story bit happening as opposed to...
So you've actually made a history here, because I don't think I was watching wrestling then, so I don't remember that.
I'm going to say round two. I reckon it's round two era, because it was it was after Too Cool, because he was entering into his... He was doing the stink phase at the time, but he just went flat out serious. And had this absolute, like, he was mid-card, and then he just made you believe. Mm. And then the honorable mention, not a big guy, but a man that's inspired me for many, many years. He shouldn't be in the company for as long as he had been, considering all the politics against him, but it's The Miz.
Yeah.
It's The Miz. A lot of Oscar is The Miz.
Yeah.
I think, was it earlier this year, because actually... We as a three did it, and I believe at the WrestleThon earlier in the month or last month, we sort of had a brief conversation about it as well. When we were doing sort of top tens and stuff, The Miz is in mine. I think he's just
absolutely
superb. Everything in that respect. I just think as well. To get it out of the way, because I think it has to be said, what's your favourite WrestleMania? What's the best WrestleMania?
Ooh, the best WrestleMania?
There is a correct answer here.
There is a correct answer.
Ooh.
Oh, you like big men, so Mania 9, you know, Giant Gonzalez.
It's right, I've got... It's a mid-Mania, and I don't think it ever gets put in people's lists, but it's in my list because that was the one where, like, as a teenager, I stayed up and watched it, and I fell in love with this one match. You know exactly which one I'll talk about as soon as I say it. WrestleMania 25 is my mania. It's my love mania.
Fair. I mean,
Taker and Michaels number one.
It that is in my view the greatest match that I've ever seen. There
absolutely.
Is,
like, if you can ignore the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal, skip that. and a lot of filler. It's an all right mania.
Yeah, yeah, and I obviously Johnny will probably be able to tell us every match that was on that mania card. But I think my issue is because mine, I think all of ours is 17. It just
that
just stacks up even now, match 100%. After match after match. Mm. I think.
Oh yeah. I always go rewatchability, and like, especially the network, I'll just skip to matches. Yeah. So a lot of them is like, oh, I'll watch this for this match, and I'll watch this for this match.
Yeah.
And absolutely. do you still watch current product now?
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%.
Who are you liking at the moment?
We got three. Third place, and I think this man can be one of the best heels WWE has ever had. And I solemnly agree with it. Ludwig Kaiser. The man is the smarmiest dude you've ever seen. And like, he's just so good. He's just so good with like his facials, and he does that entrance as well. And it's like, it's perfect.
Just on that, Oscar, actually, someone was watching a podcast about this and described him as like someone who looks like he comes from a different era. Like, he looks like he comes from the 18th century or something. Like, yeah.
Like a time traveler.
Yeah, yeah. He's like almost like a pugilist, you know, like one of those.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a way that's not going to bully poor Ludwig, he's not the most prettiest man, and I think that plays to an advantage. He's got the big ears, he's got that really like nose up sort of sneer, and that's just his natural face. I think he looks like a bad guy, and
he has got a really punchable face, to be fair.
He does. he's a man. number two, Chad Gable. He's easy.
Thank you.
Easy. He's being criminally underused at the moment. He should have beaten Gunter for the Intercontinental. I'll hear no different. I didn't want Sammy to win that match. It should have been Chad. Should have been Chaddy Daddy.
Yep.
And then number one, speaking of him, it's Gunter. It's got to be Gunter. From a guy that loves big dudes, Gunter's the one. He doesn't have it. He doesn't miss.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I did wonder with you saying earlier, Umaga and Rikishi, I wondered if there was going to be scope for Jacob in there at all.
Right. Jacob's warming to me. Jacob's warming. But right now, it does make me go a bit like, I love the werewolf stuff, and I love how fast he moves. But I want that little bit in the back of my head that goes, I miss you, Umaga. The gal in my head. I had the same with Solo. Where like he'll do stuff like, I miss you, Marga.
I'm really, really high on Jacob. I think Jacob's fantastic, and I love everything about him right now. I think
he's 100% my like. Yeah, he's brilliant. I think he's so good, man.
Do you see his 2K rating? They've got him on an 87.
Wow,
that's.
I suppose
Northern Paul,
it's hard though. I suppose I would drop him straight in at a ridiculously high rating, but I suppose they can't just throw it straight there. But yeah,
I wonder if they'll do with him what they're doing with Bron, where like Bron is ready for the main event. Mm-hmm. They know where they want him to be, but they're like, no, he has to pay these dues and win the mid card and do that.
There's almost part of me that wonders. Again, just as we're talking about it, whether they quite see him as the main global face like they did with Roman. But what they did with Roman was, we see this in you, we're going to shove you down everyone's throat, and everyone then hated it. Whereas if Jacob just starts here, gets naturally over because he's really good at what he does, people will be more acceptable.
If you heard the crowd on SmackDown, I think he's there.
Yeah.
The way they were going.
Yeah, they were there for it.
I have a question, Oscar, just based on your wrestlers that you seem to like here. Would you say the Vaudevillains is one of your favourite tag teams?
I love the Vaudevillains.
Yeah, I thought so.
I saw them live, NXT London, and they did one of the first takeovers here. What a gimmick. It wasn't given the legs in the main roster, but it needed it. Like, it's such a throwback. And Simon Gotch, Simon Gotch falls in the same category as Ludwig. He just looks like a bad guy. He looks apart. That little tash he had, I was like, these men look like strong men from a circus. I love this. In my opinion, a gimmick, especially one that's quite outlandish, like the Vaudevillains, or even Ludwig to an extent. You need to know exactly what's going on as soon as they come out, or even sooner, as soon as their music hits. And the Vaudevillains is like, oh, brilliant, we're locked in, we know exactly what these are, great. You know?
Yeah. Superb. Sorry, Jay.
No, you go.
Sure. I was saying, just as we're, you know, talking Vaudevillains going into tag team stuff, just on a personal note, is 2025, are we going to see the reuniting of the team that everybody wants to see reunite? Yeah. Is there scope for that? Can you say if there's scope for that?
Ooh.
Oscar Hyde,
I don't know if tips can be touched this year.
No tips can be touched.
Kobe's doing some good stuff. He breached contract because he's come back to the company and I kicked him out. But it's okay because as a fellow Japanese person myself, I respect where he's come from. but he needs to do his own thing.
Yeah.
He's rubbing shoulders with PJ Knight and he's rubbing shoulders with Swede. I do believe Kobe Nitro is the man to carry WAW with a world championship on his shoulder. That he is the next one, in my opinion. Like as his friend or his enemy, that man is I hate saying this because he doesn't need the ego boost really, but he is gonna be something special.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're strapping a rocket to somebody, put it to Kobe Nitro, man. He is and just a good dude. Yeah. Apart from when he turned on me, that weren't too nice. Actually,
I was going to say there's got to be a period where he didn't think he was quite a good dude. As a...
Yeah, I blame it on bad fish. I don't know. He was probably on a stomach ache or something.
that can bring on my question nicely. Yeah. Actually, if we're talking about bad fish, well, it's the loosest term of getting us across to the question.
You've stretched that really well. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
What's really allergic to? Not
yeah. I'm really worried where fish is taking us.
No, so Tracy has given us the best answer so far.
Okay,
I will say that. But you've just had a match. What is your go-to meal? What are you going for? What are you looking to eat after a match when the hunger's really hitting you?
Straight after a match. Okay, right. This is what me and WAW superstar Keegan the Dragon will sometimes indulge in. We'll go home, we'll stick on the Traitors because that's a great show, and we'll order the dirtiest kebab we can. Nice. It'll be for me, or to be fair for him as well, we'll either have a giant pizza or a half pound of cheeseburger with extra cheese, garlic mayo, and ketchup, barbecue sauce. He has mayonnaise without the garlic, weird. Big fat cheesy chips and chicken nuggets. It's literally a heart attack in a box, but that's what I want.
It sounds amazing.
Comforting food. As I go, I hurt myself tonight. I need cheesy chips.
Tracy gave us. Do you know what Tracy's answer was to that question?
I feel like she told me.
I'm done. There's no way. It'll be incredible.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm going to judge though.
So there's no bun involved here, but it's two sausages in a cup.
I don't know. I know where she's got that from as well.
Yes.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go across the bar and pick them up. There you go.
Yes, it's perks, isn't there? So obviously you sort of again touched upon. Yeah, the frenemies and them situations with Kobe. What would you, is it Kobe or who would you say, you know, if you had to go out and put on a show, put on a match, is there someone that you have wrestled or someone that you'd like to wrestle that would be your opponent that you'd love to do that with?
Well, in WAW or just in general?
I mean, well, if we go... Yeah, say do both. One, who would your dream opponent be in WAW, and then sort of a dream opponent elsewhere, and then someone you've had your best match with, I suppose.
Okay, I want to do a friend answer actually for WAW. Like he's my closest friend. He's coming to my wedding as well. I've never ever wrestled him, not one on one, and that's Rip Parker. Funnily enough, he's a great dude. He hits hard. He works hard. He works very hard. And just from a friend point of view, I'm sure you guys know, you just want to beat your friend up, don't you? You see his face, I'm not going to use his real name, but you see Rip's face, I'm like, yeah, it's the stupidest face ever. I want to punch him. that's what I'm saying. Other people, obviously, Kobe, but these are people I've already wrestled. But Kobe, recently, as recently as this weekend, I wrestled Sir Ryan Matthew, another one who is incredible. I love working with Ryan. PJ Knight again. I hate him, but we have produced some fun content. But yeah, there's plenty of people on there. Keegan as well. I get on with Keegan, but from outside, it's a weird little British indie one, but it goes with the gimmick. So if I do that one first, it'll be Charles Crowley.
If
Oscar can meet Charles Crowley, I think they could make some magic, and not in that way. Cool. And then
in progress, didn't we, JG?
He's very good.
Yeah. I think we saw him at the progress show we went to a couple of years
ago. He's very good. Yeah, him or Grado in the UK. Grado would be a fun.
What about Cara Noir?
Oh, Cara Noir would be nice, but I'd want to be the Black Swan. It's not fair.
I tell you what, I want to see Oscar Hyde Grado with two of the greatest themes.
Which one? I'd use so many.
But it's Mamma Mia, isn't it? It has to be.
Oh, it's so good. I'm going to throw the band out. That's Tommy Reinzied. The album Swedish Hits Go Metal. It's incredible, an incredible album. They just do loads of Swedish hits.
Yeah,
you got all of ABBA on there, and it's a beautiful live. The Sign. I'm looking for any excuse to use all of them at one point in my life.
Just one medley of you like running around the ring. I think
I've been tempted. I was like, oh, can I mash these up? It'd be amazing.
So have you got what would be your sort of your favorite match you've had so far?
Oh.
And is it the one that you've
had? I didn't even think about that question. My favorite match I've ever had. I'll put one of the ones that I think I performed in the best. And it was not even a gimmick match. It was PJ Knight versus Oscar Hyde 3. I won the match, but I didn't read the contract, which is stated it was not a British title match. So I'm sitting there celebrating like a loon. It was not a British title match. I had to get the belt back. That was a very sad moment for me. Other matches that I've really enjoyed, any sort of time me and Kobe have butted heads is always good. There's a really niche one. There is a niche one. Lingwood. I'll be damned if I don't mention this. Lingwood, I don't think it's anywhere. If I can find it, I'll throw some clips online. But I had a light heavyweight title match against Aaron O'Malley, and it was the silliest match I've ever had. I wrangled him like Steve Irwin with a crocodile. It was incredible.
And is that even more sillier than falling asleep?
Oh, that was very silly.
That was a great match. That was
very silly. I've done some weird stuff. I fell asleep in the match. I sung Nocturne, a lullaby. Like I said, the Aaron O'Malley match. Yeah, actually, the sleeping one is my laziest match of the least bumps I've ever taken in my life, and I can't beat it.
that was very, very enjoyable. Is there what would you like for the rest of this year to look like for Oscar Hyde?
I've got some ideas, but I'd like there to be a change, and I'd like it to be something that, from an actor point of view, it stretches the range of a gimmick as opposed to being more cartoony. I want something a little bit on both sides of the coin. I can't really say too much because I'm fleshing out myself. I've done some teasers and whatnot, but like I'm still getting to the grips with where it's going, where I'd like it to go, because I don't want it to affect anybody else but me. So I'm not gonna sort of go in there and be like, yes, I demand this story right now. No, I just wanna tweak Oscar to a point where like we've obviously had the heel Oscar, goofy Oscar is always around doing something. You've had the really like dramatic, serious, sort of like heartfelt side with the British title chase and Kobe last year. So something that hits the middle of that, where it's a bit like, I can't say too much, but he's going to make a change. Make a change. Okay. Very mysterious. But there's a lot of literature that I'll be pulling into this idea. That's what I'll say.
Sneaky. Interesting. I will keep an eye out and make sure I'm at as many shows as I can get to over this year. Then
thank you, dear.
To find,
did we see like a dark side to Oscar, like a real, like, because I feel like characters like yours, like people like, you know, the Oscar Hyde, and I feel like there's a real dark side to that character you can bring out.
Oh yeah, this is the thing. When Oscar started, he was a very nefarious individual, a very, very bad guy, especially in his academy days. But it's been about 2.5-3 years now, he's been what you sort of consider a good guy. So if he were now, with his experience of sort of having held tag team titles and being sort of a more prominent feature in the upper card of WAW, if that switch were to happen now, you know, he's not just this little twerp in the academy. He's got a bit more bite about him. So yeah, it's something that I definitely be interested to see where that could lead the story of where Oscar's been.
Is it just me? Like, put him, I don't know why I've got this in my head of just, yeah, I feel like you could portray or have almost like a version of like a Bray Wyatt Fiend type, like,
ooh,
this is the persona that's shown, is your Bray Wyatt Firefly Funhouse type thing. And then it switches, you could get some, get the YPC doing something that isn't, you know, get them brought in and some little minions or something. I don't know why. It's just like,
yeah,
cult leadery type gimmick, but I don't know if that's just,
I suppose it's because Oscar on like, if you strip everything away, he's a jester, he's a clown, you know, he's from the theater, he's got the whole Phantom of the Opera vibe. So, you know, you could do the whole Circus of Horror sort of thing, kind of like very, very fiendish.
Yeah.
I was going to say almost like a Jekyll and Hyde, but Oscar and Hyde.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. That's my name.
Copyright JE Wrestle Talk, yeah, for wow, like 3 months time when this happens. It's just on that, I'm gonna shut up for 3 minutes because it's not quite my area. Jay, Johnny, Oscar, talk about some horror for a couple of minutes. We'll switch from wrestling. Quick horror tangent, because I know you've been dying for it, Jay. So
horror films.
What's your, well, first, sorry, JG, I'm gonna jump straight in. What's your go-to genre, and what is your favorite? What's your go-to genre in horror, like i.e. slasher, paranormal, etc.? Yeah. And what is your favorite horror film?
We go slasher every day. Slasher, yes, every day.
Yes, 100%.
Well, my favorite film isn't a slasher. It's actually a more dramatic thriller. My favorite horror film of all time is Misery with Kathy Bates. What a movie! She was along with, oh, what's oh, I'm slipping up already. The lead from Silence of the Lambs, not Anthony Hopkins, the other one.
What's her name? Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. Kathy Bates, Jodie Foster, one of the few women to actually win Oscars for horror movies. So yeah, Misery is just the next level, just great acting. But then you've got, there's so many good ones. I did a countdown recently of horror films that I was a big fan of over Halloween. Dog Soldiers on there. Dog Soldiers.
I feel like not enough people know about Dog Soldiers.
No one knows about Dog Soldiers, man. It's
a great film.
Especially not outside the UK. I'm like, oh, get on that. It is. I think it's better than Werewolf in London. Werewolf in London is a classic, but it's incredible. What a movie. But like, you've got all modern horror films. You can't go wrong with Get Out.
I wasn't a massive fan.
What a fan of Get Out.
I'm not a massive fan of Jordan Peele's films in general. I did like Us. I wasn't a massive fan of, I believe he did do the Candyman remake, didn't he?
He produced it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought that was okay. And then I was like, Jordan, what have you slipped up for? I was like, oh, he produced it, that's why. Never mind.
yeah, I did like Us, but I wasn't a massive fan of Get Out, if I'm being honest.
I do like Get Out. I mean, like, oh, here's one. It kind of goes under. So far, I've named no slashers, and I'm not going to start yet. The Thing. The Thing is top five.
That's on my to-watch list. I do want to watch that one.
Oh, you got to get The Thing. Make sure you watch the original. Do not touch the remake, man. Slasher-wise, I want to throw a question at you then. Who's the best slasher villain?
Ghostface.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll still say Michael.
You got Michael Myers running around.
Yeah.
I just think it's because you know who Michael Myers is. You know who Jason is. You don't know who Ghostface is.
I know. Well, we have a clue for a new one. Apparently, Matthew Lillard's on.
I've seen it. I can't wait.
So excited.
The original Scream, the first one, is my favorite horror film.
It's incredible. I showed my partner. My partner used to hate horror films. I showed her that, and it's one of her favorites. It definitely hits top 10 for me.
Mm.
It hasn't hit the top 5 because I can't betray the thing.
That's fair. That is fair.
Or poor Kathy Bates.
She's fantastic in that role, by the way. She is fantastic in that role. Yeah, sorry, we had to switch up from wrestling and just
We need a whole different session for horror films. I could go all day with horror films, man.
When Stu messaged, he was like, by the way, he's also a horror fan. I was like, right, there we go.
I'm looking around the room now to see what horror stuff we've got.
Well, for me, I'm more of a horror games fan. I've tried to educate myself with more horror films recently, so I've only just last week watched the final Scream. I've only seen them all for the first time.
Final Scream was thought was quite good.
Yeah.
Well, have you
horror games? Are you a fan of them?
Horror games that we can hit the middle. How are you feeling about Until Dawn?
Bloody love that game. That's fantastic.
What a game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I need to play the others in the series.
Well, I've just finished Resident Evil 2 again because I love that game as well.
So good.
Brilliant film. Game. And the films aren't very good, but the games are great.
don't touch Resident Evil. I know it's got a fan base. I'm not there for it.
I just sorry, Stu. No, I know you're gonna get interested. I just have to show you quickly because this is one of my favourite things as well. When horror and wrestling meet, and it's a little mini brawler, David Arquette, and he's got Ghostface.
Yes,
I think that's fantastic. I love
that's
that.
Amazing. Oh,
so switching back to wrestling as a whole.
Do we have to?
We're opening ourselves up to a whole new audience now. This is great.
Yeah, we are.
In terms of, you know, if you were, you know, we've said about sort of dream opponents within, you know, WAW and outsider, like big, you know, hitting the big leagues. When Oscar Hyde is, you know, getting Mamma Mia down at WrestleMania, and he is there, who is he picking?
Oh. That's a tough question. Immediately, I'm going Chad Gable because that's from a favorite point of view. Yeah. But I also think Chad can do the gimmick as well. But who is he picking? See, if I could turn the clock back, there's definitely a gimmick that I know would work so well with Oscar, and that's Gold Dust. I'd love to go on Gold Dust.
Yeah, I could. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, prime Gold Dust would be amazing. Maybe Sami Zayn, because people get confused.
Yeah, so but you're much better and nicer than Sami Zayn. I've got no time for Sami Zayn.
You need to stop with the Sami Zayn slander already.
I can't be dealing with Sami Zayn.
Don't like Sami. Oh, poor Sami.
Yeah, but that suits Sammy. Everyone going, "Ah, oh, poor Sammy," just suits him.
Well, they switched up. No, it's changed. They switched up to Jey Uso this year. Poor Jey. will he be younger? Who knows?
No, he won't. That's the answer to that question.
He'll make me very upset if he does. So I'm like, no, Jey. No. Sit back down.
Again, obviously, like I say you've been like, yeah, you're training, getting into wrestling, everything. What is it? A, is there a move that you're like, no, like a spot or a move that's like, no, I ain't taking, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And what is one that, like, you'll be putting together a match and you'll be like, yeah, I'll take that, that's fine. And then you'll be sitting there going, I've got to take this bump later. This is going to hurt. Like, do you know what I mean?
The first one. Which one, the first one again?
What would you just, you just won't.
You oh, well, a Canadian Destroyer. With it, I think if I know the mechanics, and the guy's got a backflip. I can't backflip, guys. I'm not a flippy dude. Canadian or any what do they call it now? Because when I was like young, they called it like a a K2. It was a it was just a backflip uranagi. Paul Birch used to do one. What do they call it now?
The Spanish fly type thing.
That's the Spanish fly. That's the one. Yeah, that the same thing. I can't backflip. So
yeah.
So I had a very silly doing that. Moves that suck. Superplexes, man. When you're up there, because I'm scared of heights. So you go up there, you're like, I'll do the superplex. And you know what? It's not even the landing. It's being up there in position. And then it's also flying. And you're like, how far down are we going? Because I'm really scared right now.
And I suppose as well, I guess that you've not, and it's something that probably I haven't factored in until I've got a bit older and stuff like that. It's not actually just that you're sat on a turnbuckle. You're then, you know, if you're, what's Kobe, 6'2"? I don't want to inflate his ego, but he's...
Yeah, put about 6'2", maybe pushing 6'3", I think.
Quite a tall chap. You're then coming off that as well.
Yeah, it's a big one. I remember breaking the fourth wall here. Fightmare plans were to do a flapjack. Original idea was going to be like a flapjack either off the middle or off the apron onto the steel steps. We nished that in the end, and my face does thank past Dale for doing that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Any other questions from Jay, Johnny, before we look?
We did have one, didn't we, that we were going to say. We were almost going to say it straight away. Did Brett screw Brett?
Ooh. Did Brett screw Brett? Okay. Yeah. He was gonna take the title of WCW regardless. We all know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, he reacted
the same way. Maybe a little bit too rash, but he still reacted anyway. A boss who didn't want to lose the title reacted. That's good, Brett. The man's a kook, but Brett's a bit of a cheeky boy at that point, wasn't he?
Johnny, anything from you?
Yeah, well, you mentioned games before, so what's your favourite wrestling game of all time?
SmackDown vs. All Time 6. That's the one. It's just amazing. I still have flat, like the soundtrack I've got on my Spotify now. What a soundtrack.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
What a soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah, to be fair, you got like No Mercy is in there as well. I'm an NCAA kid. Nice. So
yeah.
No Mercy is incredible. The dig diggly dog.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Living in my head.
Love that a lot. It's been a bit quicker than our usual interviews because of some technical issues
emails.
I'm sure I speak for both co-hosts that if you ever fancy coming and joining us again for a chat, we would absolutely love it.
Oh, we're gonna need a horror special. We're gonna need a whole special.
Hyde's coming back. Maybe we'll. I'm sure we'll probably keep in contact throughout. But maybe near Halloween, we need to be.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. This is fun. I like this. This is actually my first ever podcast. So just
go. Oh wow!
Wow!
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. It has been wonderful. It's been quick, but it's been fantastic. Jay, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on TikTok at JE WrestleTalk for all your daily wrestling content.
JG, where can we find you?
Find me at JG6 Wrestling on TikTok and Instagram.
Superb. You can find myself, That Wrestling Guy, at TWG1991 on TikTok. And Oscar, where can we find you? And what is next? What's coming next for Oscar Hyde?
Well, you can find me on Mr. O'Hyde, and that's mostly across all platforms. Facebook's just Oscar Hyde, but yeah, Mr. O'Hyde will do the trick on pretty much everything but X, Twitter. I don't have that. And what's next for Oscar Hyde? Change is coming.
Love that. And I think that is the title of the episode.
Change is coming. Yeah.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Oscar for giving us some of your time, and we will see you all very, very soon.